Are you ready to sell more books? I'm Brian Cohen.
And I'm Claire Taylor. If you're ready to get your books into the hands of the right readers
and make some more money,
you've come to the right podcast.
And now it's time to talk tips, tricks, and news to help you sell more of your books. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Sell More Book Show, episode 494. I'm Brian Cohen from Best Page Forward, joined by Claire Taylor from FFS Media. Claire, we are ahead of the game. We actually recorded these a little bit early. So if something wacky happened in the last few days, we won't know about it. But we're still going to bring pretty recent news to you, and we're excited to discuss things. So how are you doing, Claire?
Doing great. I am working away, finishing up some revisions on my next Alice Lux Space Adventure, book four of the series. It'll be really nice to get this off my plate, because this is one of those books where pretty much throughout the entire process, I was like, well, this is unfortunate because I'm not funny anymore. You know, so I was like, let me write humor when I'm not funny. But I think I've pulled it off. This whole series is a comedy about essentially grief. So that's a challenge. But I think I'm going to pull it off. Going back through it, I'm like, oh, there are some funny moments in this. So that's good. And I am just wrapping things up in my preparation for the Liberated Writer course, which starts October 16th. And I'm very excited about that. Yeah. I'm like super excited about that. And I guess when this is releasing, I'm going to be in the middle of hosting the Liberated Writer Retreat in Austin. So.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I will preemptively say it's going great.
See, I like that. You need some self-fulfilling good prophecies, right?
Right. Why is it always the bad ones?
Yeah. I am currently doing great here in the future.
We need to do those affirmations every week.
Yes. I love it. I was thinking about Alice Luck with the grief-focused comedy. Dead to Me by with Christina Applegate and Linda, I can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, Cardinelli. They were so funny, and that whole show is focused around grief. That made me think about how, yes, grief and comedy are possible.
It's dark, but oh, yeah. That's why we do it.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, thing coming up for me, Ad Challenge is coming up starting on October 11th. So authorsadvertise.com. And yeah, it's going to be a fun one. I'm excited. You know, when I'm sing-talking, I'm excited about it.
Oh, really? That's... Yeah. Because you sing-talk a lot, so you must be very excited all the
time. I'm just an excitable person. and I'm excited about this week's question of the week, which was, what's the best advice you've heard floating around the author community? Judy Ann Leshinsky Davis said, goal, motivation, conflict are integral to your characters and your story. Deborah Dixon's book, GMC, Goal, Motivation, Conflict. I like that.
Yeah, I love these. Caribou Buziak said, don't read your reviews. In that path lies madness.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Most of the time, yes. Occasionally, if you're trying to figure out why something isn't selling, it can be helpful. But I think for the most part, Caribou, you are very, very right.
I read my 5-star reviews all the time, but I need it.
Build it up. Build you up. And then Heather Hadley said, you can't edit what you haven't written, so write.
Love it.
Look at
all these.
Yeah.
Look at all these healthy, good advices that people have.
Yeah. I'm happy with them too, for sure. You can answer the question of the week every week at sellmorebookshow.com or in the comment section over at the Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group. Claire, I thought of you while I was trying to title this one that Roland sent in. I trying to like think if there was like ghost hunters in there somewhere, but I just adventures. Went with something.
Adventures, yeah. Very different crowd.
I know you like ghost adventures. Okay, so here we go with today's top story: spooky online shelves. Recently, Amazon gave authors a way to directly choose three of the categories they actually show in the storefront, or so we thought. Quote, there are some serious problems with it that you need to know about, says Kindlepreneur's Dave Chesson. One problem that Chesson found is that 54% of the categories you can select are actually duplicates. That means that multiple selections in KDP lead to the same Amazon category. If you're not careful, you could end up wasting choices that lead to the same category, reducing your visibility. Another issue is ghost categories, or a category that you can select in KDP that doesn't actually have a visible category on Amazon. Ghost categories are unnamed and unlisted subcategories of larger categories. They can't get bestseller tags, nor do they have a path in Amazon's left column. Worse yet, you can accidentally select multiple promising-sounding ghost categories that fit your book, yet find that they all lead to the same almost invisible parent category. Finally, it's important. A lot of kids in the 80s had invisible parents, so I get it. Finally, it's important to note that Amazon can move your book over time based on your keywords, book description, and content. Quote, this is another reason why you should not be deceptive in your selection of categories, because if they aren't accurate and relevant for your book, Amazon will likely figure this out and take you out of those categories, said Chesson. Good category research and regular monitoring are important. Quote, whether you're using a tool like Publisher Rocket or doing it by hand, it's important to keep checking your categories so that you can always ensure you stay at number one and gain those extra sales because of it. If you get to number one, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Spooky. Claire, what were your thoughts? This came out and... I know that Monica Leonel picked up on it too and was sharing it on her Substack. What are your thoughts?
Ghost categories should not be confused with categories relating to ghosts, which yeah. I do have books in.
Yes.
that is my brilliant insight for this episode. No, I think that this is just, you know, yet another thing for authors to keep track of if you have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
There's this John Mulaney bit about Ice-T. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, not Ice-T, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
right? Wait, which one is in
Ice Cube now? Is in Ice Friday. Cube. Ice-T is in one of the Law and Orders. Special
it's
victims
Ice-T
unit.
Then, yeah, okay. SU. And he's, you know, it's kind of like he's joking about how Ice-T's always like, are you telling me? And then he says like the most obvious thing that someone in his position should already know about people. And so that's how I feel reading this. Like, are you telling me that Amazon did a rollout that's not working super well for authors? That's kind of how I feel about this. You know, it's something to look at. It's just one more flipping complication for us to keep an eye on. But other than that, I think, you know, Dave Chesson has good resources for figuring this out. And, you know, it might be worth it to at least check it on book one of every series.
Yes.
Because I went and did the category changes on book one of every series. I was like, I don't have time to do it for all my books. But that's like the important one that can kind of lead through to the rest of the series. So that would be my approach with my limited time and energy. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, well, you know, we did a little looking into this because we have been doing the service of picking people's categories and keywords for our BPF Plus service. And we found that actually a lot of these ghost categories you can't select, even if you wanted to. We were like trying and we couldn't find them. And I think what could happen is kind of what Dave's saying is that when Amazon puts you into categories that you weren't trying to get into, then maybe you get put into a ghost category. So I don't know. We were messing around with it. We were trying to figure okay, well, what's the advice here? It's like, well, obviously, if you can't pick them, then you're just going to have to keep an eye on what categories your book ends up in. The second thing is, there actually could be instances, and we're trying to look through this, there could be instances where it actually makes sense to be in a ghost category if you only have one or two categories you're relevant in, and you're trying to make sure you convey to Amazon, my book is in this genre, but there's no other genres other than a ghost category that makes sense for your book, then it can actually make sense, until Amazon maybe opens up more categories in the future, for your book to actually be in a single ghost category. Now, if your book is in all ghost categories, yes, you should probably do something about it, but it's not like a death knell for your book to be in a ghost category, if that makes sense for what genre and subgenre your book is. So a little bit of insight from my side, but still, the most important thing that we discussed, my team and I, was this is a developing situation, and it could be different in a month. And so I think your guidance of look at your book ones makes a lot of sense, because I don't think people should go down the category rabbit hole here.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a really convenient way to put off writing the next chapter.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've got a hot potato of wisdom here, question here for you, Claire. So has Amazon category selection, in your opinion, become more or less important over the last few years?
I think that Amazon category selection has become relatively less important over the last few years because so many other things have become much more important. So the category, you know, we don't know how much. Maybe some people have some stats on how many of their sales are coming from, you know, being on the top 100 of the category list or the things that come along with the category selection. But what has become even more important is building a clear brand, is writing strong books that keep readers going to the next in your series, building a platform for yourself where readers know, they can find you there. Those things have become so much more important as the market, you know, becomes a little bit more crowded and that sort of thing, that differentiating yourself that way is just going to get you a lot farther overall than worrying about Amazon categories.
That totally makes sense.
So, Brian, how often should you change your categories and other metadata?
Well, I think you should change your categories and any other metadata if you find that your books are not selling. If your books are not selling or your ads are not delivering impressions and clicks, then there might be something with your categories, your 7 KDP keywords, your subtitle, those kind of things could be off. And so I think that is an easy lever to pull when sales aren't going well. It's a lot easier than changing a book cover or relaunching a book or something like that. And so I think that is a good tactic to use if books aren't selling. But if the book's out, been out for a while, you've tried a couple of things, should you go fiddle around with keywords every couple of months or categories? I don't think so necessarily. I think you're a lot better off working on the next project, which is going to have everything you've learned from previous projects factored in, which is going to give you a better chance of success. So if the books aren't selling, try it once or twice. But otherwise, I would not go back and tweak them on a regular basis.
Smart.
I try. I feel like we are both in this effort, Claire, of trying to stop the insanity of people having to do 100 things. It's like, you're gonna have a couple things that make 80% of the difference, so stop doing the other stuff. Unless you have an extra couple of minutes, and most of us don't.
Yeah, I feel like generally the world has less extra couple of minutes lately.
Yes. It is so true. It is so true. I was standing in my kitchen the other day when a bolt of lightning shot down right outside of my window, terrifying me. I'm sure a squeak came out of some kind, but it makes me think of today's lightning round, which we should get into.
A bolt of segue.
It was. And clear. So let's... That was how segue-ish it was. The sound effect led into the first one. Claire, what do you think is the biggest, or at least one of the biggest, false beliefs authors have about book marketing and promotion?
Oh, boy. False beliefs are endless. Okay, I think one of the biggest false beliefs that authors have about book marketing and promotion is that there is a right way to do it. And if you do it that way, you will get the results you want. There is no right way to do it. There is no, if you just post every day on Instagram, or if you just, you know, do enough, build your email lists big enough and then email them every week. There's no formula to get you exactly where you want to go. And most of the time, people don't know exactly where they want to go. They have this sort of nebulous idea of success that once I do X, Y, and Z and I make X amount of money, I will finally get to feel, insert feeling here, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen. So I think that's the thing that you can market and promote in just the right way to reach this goal where then you no longer have to market and promote that hard.
There's no shiny red button as much as we keep looking for it.
I know. And if there is, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll tell you if I find it.
Let a gal know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Brian. Can an author, indie or trad, be successful without doing their own marketing?
An author can be successful in self-publishing without doing their own marketing if they are loaded, because you can pay people to do things for you. You get what you pay for, right? You can be successful as an author without doing your marketing, without doing your own marketing, if you are very strategic, possibly writing a lot of books that are very closely related to a genre's loves, and you can do it just by writing without necessarily doing your own marketing. You can be successful as a trad pub author without doing your own marketing if the fates align and you happen to have a book that they want to throw a lot of money and time and effort into. Can you be successful as an indie author without doing your own marketing, without writing books that people are already clamoring for, and without being loaded? I think it would be pretty challenging. I think that it would involve a lot of luck. And I don't feel comfortable enough with the low percentage chance that is to recommend that you hand off your marketing to very, very affordable services that have big claims. I would say that is probably a non-starter.
Sounds good. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that wasn't very lightning-y, but I feel like there were about four different scenarios in there that had to be addressed.
Number one takeaway, have lots of money to start.
Have lots of money. Be loaded. So Claire, what do you think is an area of marketing authors typically can just let go and still be as successful?
Authors can be just as successful without worrying about comparing their marketing to other people's. You don't have to, just because someone's doing something that's successful for them, you don't have to adopt it. You can really do just the marketing that works well for your attention, for your motivation, for your personality, and not have to do anything else. If you do one or two things really well in marketing, you're going to get farther than if you are chasing whatever trends are working for some random other person.
Yeah, there's a difference. I love that answer, by the way.
Thanks.
There is a difference between being excited because you saw someone else doing something and it resonating with you on a deeper level. And as a person who's both chased trends and had things resonate, here's a difference. It's like a deeper echo. And it's tough to explain, but I think that when you've felt both, you kind of know the difference between shiny object syndrome and I'm kind of being called by this thing right now. There's a definite difference.
Yeah. And I think it's important to just, you know, put it out there that you and I aren't speaking from a place of judgment on any of our advice.
Right.
We're speaking from a place of hard-earned experience.
Yeah, true.
That mistake we're trying to help you avoid, we did it. We tried it. Not for us.
Tried it, got the t-shirt, but no book sales. All right. Okay.
All right, Brian. Ingram has changed their minimum wholesale discount to 40%, according to formatting experts. Will Ingram's change to a higher minimum discount affect how you publish your print books?
So Ingram changing to a 40% minimum wholesale discount isn't going to impact me in a great way, but I could see it impacting some people who print a lot of print books, like children's book authors who are maybe selling them direct through stores or what have you. And so a lot of authors who are using a lot of print, they might need to think about this. But personally, not going to impact me much. Most of the self-published fiction authors I know, unless they sell direct a lot through events, it might not impact them. But even then, it's like that's the wholesale discount. So that's not necessarily them buying their own copies. I'm sure it impacts someone, but it won't impact most of the people I know.
Right.
Bump-a-da-bum. So, Claire, final lightning question here. So, what print-on-demand services should authors consider using? Obviously, we've got KDP, we've got Ingram here. What print-on-demand services does it make sense for indies to use?
There are the two main print-on-demand services for indies. Like you said, it's Ingram Spark and KDP Print. And those can get most people 100% of the way. Those you can distribute, you know, KDP will distribute to libraries. It will distribute to bookstores. It's, you know, probably all you need. However, if you want to do like a limited sort of print edition, there are other boutique publishers out there that can do more of the advanced formatting. And that probably have a more consistent output. So I'd say that having used both of those services, KDP and Ingram Spark, and having gotten wildly inconsistent results in a single batch.
Yeah.
So that happens sometimes, you know, if you're publishing, if people are buying your book through Amazon and it's coming from Ingram or from KDP, then Amazon will handle any sort of returns, any sort of product issues. So you don't really have to worry about that. But if you're selling direct, I would say probably look around for other places that could do print on demand and fulfillment for you that do have the more consistent results.
Awesome. Yeah. I've seen some weird pictures of people sharing all sorts of crazy, this is the book I got back from KDP, or this is the book I got back from Ingram, and yeah.
Yep, I got a whole crate of books where every third page just fell on out. So that was super fun.
That third page. The old third page fallout trick gets him every time.
I know, I was like, okay, you know, find other ways to tell me that I am too verbose in my books.
Yeah.
You don't need a third of this.
This page... You just take it out. Take it right out. We need a question of the week here. Do we want to talk about the category fun?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So
yes, let's do that.
How about just When is the last time you updated your Amazon categories? And do you think that this is something you're going to look at on a regular basis?
Love it.
Cool. Thank you. You can answer that question at sellmorebookshow.com or in the Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group. Oh my gosh, Claire, I can tell that future you is just having so much fun right now in the Liberated Writer Retreat. And I can't wait for future you to tell us all about it.
Yep, I will need 1 week to process it, and then I'll be back with the information.
I can't wait. I can't wait. That is awesome. Well, any last words to leave us with here, Claire?
Go sign up for the 5-week course. I know I've been trying to persuade you. Now I'm just going to bully you. Go Ooh. Sign up for the... Hey, some people like it. 5-week Liberated Writer course. If you go to liberatedwriter.com, you can find it there and sign up. 5 weeks that can change your whole perspective on your career ahead of the holidays. You'll have time to think about things, introspect, and then start the next year fresh.
Love it. Go check that out. You said liberatedwriter.com?
Yep.
Cool. Go there. And my challenge, last one of the year, authorsadvertise.com. For Claire, I'm Brian. Have a great week of bookselling, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week for episode 495. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sell More Book Show. Visit the website at www.sellmorebookshow.com for detailed show notes and subscription information, or to send us news or comments for use on the show. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and happy bookselling.